1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Democrats are introducing a bill that would limit utility costs for Wisconsinites. One in four Americans struggles to pay their electric bill, according to data from the U.S. Census. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics says energy prices have jumped by 40% just in the last 5 years. In Wisconsin, residential energy customers are paying about 30% more than they did in 2020. That leads some families to make hard choices, like Jill Sexton and her husband, who live in Wausau.
I'm in my 60s, and so is my husband. We've each raised a couple of kids. He's on Social Security and I'm on disability. Our house is heated by gas and we're on a fixed income and we're doing everything we can, yet we still cannot keep up. I ended up taking a part-time job specifically to cover the increase in our electric and heating bills.
Representative Darren Madison is from Milwaukee. He's introducing a bill that would require Wisconsin's Public Service Commission create a program that limits utility costs to 2% of a household's income.
When fully phased in, the 2% income payment program will be a fully universal and automatic program, making it so that no one ever has to pay more than 2% of their income on utilities again. And that's something to clap about.
From November 1st to April 15th, utility companies cannot shut off someone's electricity if they're behind on payments. That's been Wisconsin law since 1984. But once April 15th hits, people have higher bills to pay and can have their power shut off. The Low Income Heating and Electricity Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, distributes funding to states to help low-income households afford their utility bills. Back in April, the Trump administration fired the entire national staff of LIHEAP. So now its future is in jeopardy. Even before employees were fired, only 17% of families who qualify for LIHEAP help actually got it. Advocates say enrollment is complicated, but under this bill, the 2% utility cap would be automatic for families. However, this bill would need Republican support to go up for a vote and pass, which is unlikely in the state legislature. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny and breezy today. We'll get to around 50 by early this afternoon. The temperatures are going to drop back into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. The wind west gusting to 25 to 30 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.